companies.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a general contracting and home construction business, service and professional offices and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 5.57 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the north and south sides of Old Silo Lane and on the west side of Shingle Point Road, which is Sussex County Route 249, approximately 0.81 mile north of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30. The 911 address is 16902 Shingle Point Road and 8301 Old Silo Lane, Milton. And the tax parcel ID, and it's two of them, is tax parcel District 235, MAP 25, parcel 33.00 and parcel 33.02, and also parcel 33.04. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklets and presentation materials. We have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of the staff analysis letter, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Davidson?
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm Vice President and Principal Land Planner for Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Georgetown here. I'd like to welcome Mr. Passwords to the Planning Commission.
Thank you.
So this is, I'm here representing today Anthony and Jessica Savini, the Savini Companies. With me today is Mr. Anthony Savini, one of the principal owners of the companies. And the owners of these properties. This is an application to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for general contracting and home construction business, service and professional offices and storage to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being on the north and south side of Old Silo Lane, west of Shingle Point Road, which is Shingle Point Road is has a state highway classification as a local road. It's approximately 1 mile south of Delaware Route 5, which is a major collector road, and it's 1 mile north of Gravel Hill Road, which is Delaware Route 30, which is also a major collector as well as a state truck route. These properties consist of approximately 5.57 acres of land. So the Savinis have owned this property since 2009. And on the properties here, on this map here, on these exhibits in the hearing booklet that I submitted, the subject properties here on the site plan that we've submitted are in a tan color here, the green color, and on the tax map here, I've surrounded the property, the three parcels that are subject to this application in yellow. The properties located in green are properties, other properties that the Savinis currently own, with the exception this property right here, which is adjacent to the back part of their property. On August 8th, this property was approved by the Planning and Zoning Office to be subdivided out of this particular parcel here, which is 34.01, and will be added to the properties here, but are not subject to this conditional use application because they do not currently own it, but they are in the process of purchasing that piece of property, which adds to a buffer for the existing uses that are currently happening on the site. So currently the properties are currently improved with existing Old Silo Lane, an existing dwelling on the site. That dwelling is an old farmhouse that's registered in the Bureau of Archaeology and Historic Preservation. It's a 1920, 1930 circuit farmhouse, which has been renovated by the previous owners and then subsequently has been renovated even further by the Savinis on the property. The property also has three outbuildings on it, driveways, parking areas, a trash containment, landscaping, has an in-ground pool. It's serviced by a domestic well and septic system. And on the property, which I can show you in a later picture, another exhibit here, the back here, and this is an old silo. And again, that silo is part of the old farmhouse and the old farming operation that was on this property many years ago, and again, is registered in the Bureau of Archaeology and Historic Preservation. So the properties themselves are Again, they're bordered on the north and south by an existing agricultural residential lands. They're all zoned AR1. They're bordered on the west here, on this west-hand side here, by Ingram Branch and an existing borrow pit in the back. It's also known as the Hastings Pit. It's a current borrow pit that's under operation today. On the east side here is Shingle Point Road. And then across the road here is an existing major subdivision called Four Winds, which is currently under construction at this time. So on the 2045 future land use map, in the comprehensive plan, the property is identified for the purposes of future land use as a low-density area, which is a rural area. The proposed project is consistent with the guidelines for projects within a low-density area, as it provides a place primarily for personal service uses to be developed to serve the needs of a relatively small area, and it's primarily low and medium-density areas. The 2020 Delaware State Strategies and Policies has this property in a level 4 area. So this conditional use application is subject to provisions of Articles 4 through 24 and Section 115.22 of the Zoning Code. It states that the purpose of the conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot otherwise be well adjusted to their environment and particular location, with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. A little bit about the Savini companies have been in business for over 20 years, offering premier residential building services, serving their community in Sussex County with a commitment to excellent craftsmanship and personalized service. They currently have four full-time employees accessing the site and within the company, and he's looking to grow to add four new employees in the future. General contracting and home construction business service and professional offices are generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use, the importance of its relationship to the comprehensive plan and possible impact on neighboring properties requires the exercise of the planning judgment on location and site plan. So we did provide a site plan for the property here. The three parcels happen to be the main farmhouse out front here, and this parcel located here, along with the road, Old Silo Lane, that's going back through there. So we added that to the conditional use application. And then in the back here, when Mr. Savini purchased the property, this building here was an old building that he's renovated currently and is using that for his company is for storage, inside storage of equipment and materials that he uses every day on a project site. In the back here, he has another building in the back. He's kept everything out of the existing wooded area. The existing wooded area, the Ingram Branch follows the back property line here. There's an existing tree line. We show that tree line on the site plan here. There's no plans to further any of his improvements back into the tree line. He wants to keep everything outside. And pretty much, as you can see on the aerials here, that he's kept the place clean and tidy. He's got everything parked. He's got a fence that he's installed back here along these two back buildings here. He's planted some trees along this property line here, even though he's going to own this property here. In the back here, it provides additional buffering from adjacent neighbors. He owns the property on the south side. He's got existing trees and buffering around his existing house for the use of the house. The house will be used for the office space for the business. As I stated, the properties, so the proposed use will not alter the character of the surrounding area in any manner that substantially limits, impairs, or precludes the use of surrounding properties. The properties in use will have access from Shingle Point Road, which again is a local road. Right-of-way dedications and easements will be part of the application moving forward. The proposed conditional use will not adversely affect congestion of the roads confirmed by DLDOT, and again, I provided that some verbiage from the DLDOT letter here that they state that the traffic is negligible with the use of the site, and no traffic impact study was required as a part of this application. So now, also according to DLDOT, the subject development is located in the Milton Transportation Improvement District, which is under development at this time, and as soon as that happens, as long as this application hasn't been furthered along in the application process, would be part of a TID associated with the Milton TID. There are wetlands, again, on the property, but they follow along the back here, along Ingram's Branch, and which there's going to be no encroachments of any activities as a part of this application anywhere near Ingram Branch. There are no threatened endangered species on the property. There's no need for public water for this application. He currently has a well that services his needs for his business. The same with the on-site water disposal. There is no need for him to have, he's got an on-site wastewater septic system which serves the needs for his business. The property is not located within any excellent groundwater recharge or a wellhead protection area. The property is in two different flood zones, a Zone X and a Zone A. The Zone A follows along Ingram Branch in the back here. And again, no disturbance of what's going to be happening along Ingram Branch will occur with what he's doing for the property. The property is located in the Milton Fire Department service area for fire protection. And we've submitted, for the record, some conditions of approval, which we've made part of the record here. Just a couple of quick notes on that. He's asking for a sign of 32 square feet that will go out front of the property. If he so chooses to put a sign up at this time, it won't exceed that 32 square feet. The hours of operation for the site is Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., no Sunday hours. And then, of course, all security lighting will be screened so that it doesn't shine on the neighboring properties. So the proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district in the comprehensive plan by providing sufficient space in appropriate locations for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to our environment, in particular locations with full protection offered to the surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, with the exhibit booklet that we've submitted, the application, and the site plan in my presentation, that's all we have, and take any questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. Davidson. And we'll see if anyone has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Collins.
I have no questions, thank you.
Mr. Passwaters?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
I don't think I've ever seen 3/4 of a circle dividing properties like that. I do have a few questions to strengthen the record. You mentioned material storage. Is that exclusively in the building?
That's everything's in the building, yes.
Okay. Do you do any vehicle maintenance on site? If so, none whatsoever.
No vehicle maintenance.
Okay. What type of construction equipment would be parked outside, not within the building, if any?
So he's got trucks and he's got his trailers and just trucks, and he does have some heavy equipment that he owns personally that he keeps out there and he stores on the site. But he's not an equipment contractor, but he does have his own personal equipment stored.
Okay. You mentioned 4 current employees and possibly 4 more. Should we maybe consider 6 more just in case growth occurs?
Sure. Absolutely.
Did you say you wanted the sign lighted?
It would be the unlighted sign.
Okay.
Style, yes.
That's all I have.
Mr. Allen?
I have no questions.
Okay. I just want to ask the question about vehicle traffic. So with the business, if you have that many employees, would there be 1 vehicle per employee? Are the employees driving there just to get in the company vehicles?
I've had the pleasure of hiring Mr. Savini to add an addition last year onto my house. And his
so you're just trading work here?
Yeah, right. So his employees actually showed up in a Savini vehicle. So he gives, right now, his 4 employees that he has, or I guess he's number 4, his 3 employees that he has, they all have Savini vehicles.
Okay.
And they come and go, but they I know when I met with Mr. Savini with what he was doing, I never went to his shop. He came to me. He came to our house, and we conducted all the business at my house.
I was just wondering about the number of vehicles that would be going
but
in.
But he does have.
He keeps a very nice, it
yes.
is very
so
well kept.
So he does have some parking areas already set up outside of his house here. Within this area here, he's got a little bit of area here. He does have a little bit of a pull-off area here. So that, I guess if a subcontractor did happen to show up to pick up a check or something like that, they could pull off there and be able to go around to that circle that Mr. Mayor saw, that around the, be able to pull right back out and
put a roundabout in.
That way nobody's backing out onto backing out onto Shingle Point Road.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anybody else have anything, Council? Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, Mr. Davidson, sure. We'll see if anybody here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2519 Savini Companies? In favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, come up to the podium. Give us your name, please.
My name is Linda Grabiel Calloway, and I am Mr. Savini's neighbor. And I would appreciate if he addresses any questions that I have.
Okay, give us your questions and then we'll have him come up afterwards.
Okay, we live on an adjacent property. It's just out of reach of these pictures. I've lived there since 1982. And if he purchases the land, which currently belongs to my sister-in-law, Janet Calloway, right? Then he will be my direct neighbor. We're on the back. I think you can see my driveway.
Ma'am, would you speak into the mic, please?
I'm sorry. I think you can see my driveway on one of the diagrams.
Would you like to show us?
Well, just to say, we'll go to the tax map. They'll be able to see.
Thank you, Mr. screen. Davidson. If you want to pull that down for her, please. The microphone.
Okay. And thank you. On a side note, that silo belonged to my husband's grandfather, Grover Cleveland James. He had a barn there and he built that silo. The property's been in the family a long time. My father-in-law lived in that house up on the near Shingle Point. And, way back to the 1950s.
Okay.
But my main concern is noise and construction and lights coming in. The property's already been subdivided. Mr. Savini's parents built on one parcel. And even that, the lights that they have on at night, the floodlights, you know, shine backwards onto our home. I am concerned about construction equipment coming in and out, making noise. We already have two proposed developments going across the street. Our lives are going to be changed forever with these developments. So I think what I need to know. I do appreciate there aren't going to be any Sunday hours, but like I say, the lights are bothersome. I also question about endangered species because we do have red fox squirrels on the property. And I understand that they are endangered. So can you offer me any?
Ma'am, you need to speak to us, please. Any questions you have, direct to us, and then we will work with him.
I would like him to explain how the noise level would be affected.
Okay, and then you had a concern about the lighting.
And
so
the lighting,
if this gets approved, we can require anything would be downward screen, so it would not affect your neighboring properties. But we'll get him to address the noise.
Okay.
Was there anything else?
Okay, I think that's probably good.
Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll have him come up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Savini, just if you want to just address the noise and what may be creating noise and.
Certainly. My name is Anthony Savini. I live at 16902 Shingle Point Road.
Thank you.
We're a general contractor, so most of our work is actually done on site, so at job sites. We build homes, 8 to 10 custom homes a year. So as Mr. Davidson mentioned earlier, we don't work on any equipment or projects on the site that we're referencing today. So I'm not sure of the concern of.
So there was a mention earlier about maybe loading some product. So would that, in that case, would that be like a forklift? Would be the only thing that may create noise at some point?
Correct. Possibly unloaded.
Does it have a backup alarm on it?
They do, yes.
Okay. Can that be disengaged if we require that?
I don't know that I would do that for safety reasons, but.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that would be causing noise there?
Roof.
Okay.
Thank you. We live there too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Is there anybody else who would like to speak in opposition? No? Anybody else on the commission have any questions or concerns? Okay. There being none, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2519, Savini Companies. If you noticed on the agenda earlier, we had place for taking a break, a recess, and we did not do that. So we're going to take a 5-minute break right now, and we will be back.